Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
This is your reminder to follow Talk'em on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. All of our social media and events can be found on our website, TAWCMM.com. We've recently updated Talk'em.com to include all of our Facebook posts on our social media page, as well as all of our YouTube posts on our videos page. You can even sign in to your YouVersion Bible on our Bible page for your daily devotion and reading plans. So stop by today and register and subscribe to all our feeds. Howdy folks, this is Johnny, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry producer for Man Talk Radio Podcast. This week we are continuing our session from our men's dinner with the original Russian Nightmare of Professional Wrestling and National Wrestling Alliance Hall of Fame, Nikita Koloff. We'll return to our regular programming next week, where we will pick up part 3 of our coverage of the 45 Goals of the Communist. I hope you enjoy these messages as much as we do.
That child. And I said, well, let's take it one step further. Scripture says, I even knew you before you were ever in your mother's womb. You were ever even before you were. So not only does he see you when you're in the womb, because he formed and fashioned you in the womb. Scripture says right here, you formed my inward parts. You covered me. You wove me together in my mother's womb. And I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Someone needs to hear that tonight. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by the hand of God. And so whether it's in the womb, post-womb, or before you're ever in the womb, he knew who you were. And scripture says here, he says, yet being unformed. In other words, he saw you before you were ever born. He recorded your life story, your book. Your book, it was written for me. The days were fashioned for me. He had laid out a plan for your life before you were ever even born. And so the I is identity. Where do you place your identity? You know the challenge for many men? Their identity for many is in their work life. Their work life. Like that's their identity. You know, I interviewed a guy recently named Perry Tuttle. If you're not familiar with Perry Tuttle, Clemson won the national championship against Nebraska in 1982. Perry caught the winning touchdown, made the cover of Sports Illustrated, and just an incredible, incredible guy. If you're not familiar with him, look him up. He's amazing. And he wrote, I don't think it's currently in circulation, but he wrote a book called After the Applause. After the Applause. And, of course, being an athlete, he went on. He was drafted. He played in the NFL, played in the CFL, had a career there in pro football. And many guys struggle from an athletic. Some of my peers, my wrestling peers, struggle, like, with life after wrestling, right? Or others, life after football. Or even for some out there in the marketplace, life after work. Like, what do I do after my work life? Like, that's all I've ever known. That's where my identity is all wrapped up in my work life. What's your identity wrapped up in? I want to tell you, first and foremost, have your identity in Christ. Amen. And then everything else beyond that identity is simply an assignment that he will give you. And they're just assignments. Hey, here's your next assignment, right? And for some, that may look like, you know, a job change. Well, that's just your next assignment. That's all that. That's what that job change is. It's your next assignment. Where's your identity? Where do you place your identity? The T is truthful. How truthful are you? How truthful are you? John 17:17 says this. Sanctify them by your truth, he says. Sanctify them by your truth, for your word is truth. So if you're going to build your life upon the foundation, associate with the right crowd, impact the lives of others, you being impacted by a spiritual father, you impacting the life of others, have a young Timothy be held accountable. Have your identity in Christ, and then whatever your chosen field of endeavor is, right, just know that you are to be sanctified by his truth. You are to be sanctified made holy, set apart by his truth, and then live a life that's truthful. Be truthful in your words. Be truthful in your actions. Live a life that bears that witness to the world, to be truthful. The H is hopeful, hopeful, hopeful. I'm going to go back to Psalms. I just want to go to Psalms 39. Psalms 39 says this. Psalm 39 verse 7 says, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. My hope is in you." Where do you place your hope? You know, maybe you've come in tonight in a real crisis situation. You know, maybe you got a bad report from the doctor, let's say, or you just got a pink slip from your job, or maybe you didn't come in a crisis situation, or you're not currently in a storm, but you could probably look back and see where you, at some point in life, were in a storm, and perhaps how God pulled you out of it, or protected you through it, right? Or maybe you're headed into a storm and you don't even realize it right now. But the question of the moment is, where do you place your hope? The writer has said, "Now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you." Where do you place your hope? Trust. Let me move on and just briefly share with you the acronym I have for trust and a few scriptures for trust. I'm going to start with the T, and that is being thankful. Being thankful. I'm going to go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And if you're not familiar with this scripture, it says, "In everything." In what?
Everything.
In what?
Everything.
In one more time, in what?
Everything.
In everything. What do you think that would include then?
Everything.
Everything. I mean, you don't have to be an MIT graduate to get that one, right? Because I'm not. I'm not an MIT graduate. But if I break that word down, everything, oh, that like sounds kind of all-inclusive, right? In everything, give thanks. And that's sometimes hard to wrap our head around, isn't it? Like I just talked about storms. And again, you might be in the middle of chaos right now, and you're like, how the heck am I supposed to give thanks for this? But when we think about what Scripture says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, right? Some might call it attitude. Attitude. What's your attitude? What's your perspective in wherever you're at in life, right? So the T in my acronym for trust is just being thankful in everything, in all things. Give him thanks, even if you don't understand it, even if it doesn't make sense. Lord, I don't understand this. I can't figure this out. Man, this hurts. You know, this is painful. It can be physical. It can be emotional. But you know what, Lord? You said give thanks to you in everything. So I know that you've got some reason for why I'm walking through this. There must be some lesson in this for me. So I'm just going to approach it with a thankful heart. I'm going to give thanks. The R is release revelation. Release revelation. I'm going to go over to Ephesians. Let me go over to Ephesians and share Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." See, maybe you lack some wisdom. Maybe you lack some wisdom or some knowledge of who he is. And so ask. He says, in James, he says, you know, those of you who lack wisdom lack because you ask not. Well, ask for wisdom. If you need, maybe you got a big looming decision right now. You know, you're thinking about selling a house or buying another house or whatever the situation might be. Fill in the blank. But have you brought it before the Lord and sought revelation from the Lord and sought wisdom from the Lord? How often, and I'm certainly guilty of it, do we just make decisions without even seeking his counsel? We just, and I can tell you from personal testimony, there's been some decisions I've made, I'm like, oh, I wish I hadn't made that one. I should have sought more counsel. I'm probably the only one. You know, none of you, like, that hadn't happened to any of you. That's just me. Okay? But look what he says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. How many of you need your eyes to be enlightened? Like, God, God, I don't get this. I don't understand this. You know, whatever. Why am I going through this? Well, just seek the Lord for enlightenment, to give you understanding, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. You get that? The hope of his calling. See, I didn't know God had a calling on my life until 17 October 1993. In fact, at age 12, I planned out my whole life, like for real. Like, I'm not making that up. You'd have to get the book to get the whole story, but I don't have time for it. But for real, like at age 12, like I laid out my whole plan. Now, I give my life to Jesus. I encounter him at the altar, 17 October 1993. And then on that very day, without going into all the story and all the details, I'm told by some guy I never met, right, that the God had put it on his heart 5 years earlier to specifically pray for me, because he had, quote, pray for that man's salvation, because I have a call to ministry on his life. Amen. He said, I faithfully pray for you for 5 years every day. Didn't even know me. The guy didn't even know me, right? And God just prompted him to come to that church, that service, that day, when he hadn't been in many months because he was sick and ill. And woke him up that morning and said, go to church, go to church, go to church. He's like, okay, I'll go. And he got teared up and welled up with tears in his eyes. He said, wow, God just blessed me today to see you, Nikita Cola. I got to see a prayer answered today. Amen. I got to see a prayer answered, right? And he's our hope, that you may know the hope of his calling. I didn't know he had a calling for my life. How many men just go off and do their own thing, and some their whole entire life? Because they never pause to say, God, what is your plan for my life? What is your calling for me? Why am I here? Isn't that what it says on this intensive here? Oh, what is God's plan for me? Hey, well, if you don't know that, then you should go to this intensive in January. God may give you some revelation. Got real quiet in here. May give you some insight. Might give you some revelation. That's another reason why you plug into things like that intensive. Man, you don't know who you might meet and network with that, man, just has a word of revelation for you, or has a word of wisdom for you, or has an answer to something you've been praying about. You just don't know that. But if you don't go, then you miss out on that opportunity, don't you? So just another reason to consider things like that, like intensives and like mountaintops and like man camps and et cetera. So the T, being thankful in all things. The R, release revelation. You, use me. Well, you say, how could God use me? Okay, so I'm just talking about his calling right now, right? If we're just talking about his calling. Well, let me go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me get over there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Bear with me here. Get there. Am I out of here? There we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Trust. Be thankful. Release revelation. Use me. How could God use me? Who am I that he would use me? I've asked that question before. Who am I that he would use me? How grateful I am. How thankful I am that he's... He said, put your life in my hands, Nikita. Watch what I'll do. I have a plan. I have a purpose. I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. I knit you together. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. If you'll submit your life to me and be obedient, watch what I will do. You watch what I will do. So let me give you a little insight and maybe revelation tonight for yourselves, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, is given to each one for the profit of all. So the Holy Spirit is given to each one of us for the profit of all. Not just for your own benefit, for the profit of all. Check out what Scripture says. Watch this here. For to one is given the word of wisdom. Hello, we're just talking about that, right? To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. To another, word of knowledge. Through that same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the works of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. As He wills. He gives you these gifts as He wills. For as the body is one and has many members, many guys in this room tonight, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. Man, can we just get churches to work together and be one body? Why do we have such infighting within the body of Christ? It just puzzles me sometimes. I'm like, really? I thought we're on the same team here. Like, aren't we all, like, for the same thing, right? We're here to build the kingdom, right?
Amen.
Or should be, right? So look what he says here. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So also is Christ. Verse 13, for by one Spirit, Holy Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, having been all made to drink into one Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You, use me. S, strengthen me. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Here's what it says. That he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in your inner man. Maybe you've come in just feeling weak and defeated here tonight. Man, that I'm praying that you'll find your strength in him. You'll find your strength in him. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Man, in my weakness, you know, he is made strong, right? Who do you rely on for your strength? Where do you go to get your strength? I go to the gym 5 days a week. Been doing that for 51 years, but I don't go there to, I just go there now to take care of this temple and just to honor God. Got a different motive for why I go, but my true strength is in him. It's not in how much I can bench press or squat or deadlift or anything else. My true strength is in him. Where do you garner your strength? Something to consider tonight. What's your go-to? And last but not least, the T in trust is teach me. Teach me. My last scripture for you this evening is in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. He says, but the helper, who's the helper? Anyone know? Who's the helper? The Holy Spirit, right? We've just seen this. This is now the third passage, you know, that we've been looking at what the Holy Spirit, what he imparts to others, the gifts that he gives to you so that you can be effective, that as we work together as a whole body, we can be effective building up the kingdom of God. He says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things. He'll teach you all. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit now dwells in you. If you're blood washed, born again, you receive the Holy Spirit, and you now have him. You want to say a personal guide through this journey called life, a personal helper. I believe I'm sent the helper. You know why? You figured out why he did that yet? Well, if you hadn't, let me just tell you. Because you need help. I need help. I need help. I can't navigate this life on my own. I tried for 34 years. I'm so thankful for what he did on the cross. So thankful for the life that he's given me to live this last 29 years. So thankful for all the things he's given me the privilege of doing, the opportunity, the lives I've seen impacted. And whether it's been one-on-one or, which, you know, I've ministered to audiences of one. The largest audience to date I've ministered to is over 73,000 in Jamaica. I'm thankful for all the opportunities. Are you taking advantage of every opportunity he gives you, man of God? If you profess to be a man of God tonight, then I'll wrap this up, put a bow on it by challenging, are you taking advantage of every opportunity he's giving you to impact his kingdom? Just something to think about. the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I said. So, just a couple acronyms tonight. I know a bunch of scripture, kind of maybe overwhelmed some of you with all this scripture. Some of you, I know, we were taking copious notes. You can go back and review, and I think, I guess you're recording this as well. Faith and trust. Faith and trust. Your foundation, your associations, your identity, truthfulness, and your hope. Where's your hope? And be thankful. Seek revelation from the Lord. Ask him to use you. Be strengthened by him. And let him teach you all things, because he's provided you with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity. Again, Lord, just to speak to, minister to these men, and minister to me tonight, Lord. I'm just so grateful and thankful. I pray a blessing over every one of these men, all of these families and men represented here tonight. Lord, I know we got next week, we've got a week from tonight, Lord, or a week from today, Thanksgiving, Lord, where we focus for one day on Thanksgiving. But Lord, let's not just make that a one-day celebration. Let's make that I pray we can make that a 365-day-a-year celebration. And Lord, just give you all the glory for all that you do. And I just pray too, Lord, if there is someone here tonight that the story's never made the trip from their head down to their, maybe they know Jesus historically, philosophically, socially, they've never really surrendered their heart and life. Like Greg at 69 years of age, that's not too late. They're still breathing air, taking in air in their lungs. It's not too late to make that decision. Surrender their life. Ask for forgiveness. Repent of their sins. Maybe somebody's here, Lord. Bible calls it a backslider. I just pray in Jesus' name, if there's that person here tonight, Lord, that they'll just confess and repent. And God, recommit and rededicate their life to you. Give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Roy, God bless you guys. Thank you.
Peter, thank you so much. I want to jump real quick on what you just shared. If somebody's here tonight who hasn't made a commitment to follow Christ, we will be more than happy to talk with you after the session. We don't want everyone to miss an opportunity to make sure everybody's salvation is secured. That's the most important thing, building the kingdom and making sure you don't walk out of here because you may not be back. You may not make it to tomorrow because we know tomorrow's not guaranteed. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So with that, I know we've got a couple needs in the building. Robert Lovell, where are you at, Robert? What we do occasionally when we got men that have got a need, whether it be with their family or a physical need, we try to bring them in, put them in the middle here, and we just ask as we close up that everybody pray over them. Robert's having some major heart issues, he's had surgery, his heart rate's out of whack. So Robert, if you'll come up, we'll put you in the seat up here. If you guys are okay, we'll just all stand together here and pray over him. Anybody else have a need that they would like for us to pray over tonight?
Roy?
Yes.
A few months ago, you called me up there.
Yep.
And
come up here, nobody hear you. Over here.
A few months ago, Roy
invited me to come up here. Over the past few years, I've had 8 major back surgeries, 8 eye surgeries, cancer. My back don't hurt. I see pretty good. And thank God the cancer's gone.
I've got ringside, or courtside seats at college down here, and tonight's the first basketball game, and I almost went. And I thank God in heaven, and I will forever, that I didn't go to that game. Thank you so much for your testimony, your life, and above all, your love for my Lord. I love you, brother.
Hi folks, this is Johnny Topham's producer for Man Talk Radio Podcast. Join us February 17th through the 19th in beautiful Banner Elk, North Carolina at the historic Valley Cruces Conference Center, which taught missionary work dating back to 1840. The Mountaintop Experience is a retreat you will not forget. So bring your printed Bible, journal, your toothbrush, maybe your favorite pillow, and of course, don't forget your towel.
Everything else is included, including meals, linens, coffee, snacks, and plenty of worship for you to join in. Jesus said, "When two or more gather in my name, there I am, so come and feel the Spirit of the Lord." To register for this life-changing event, go to talkum.com/MTE. That's TAWCMM.com/MTE for the Mountaintop event.
Hi, folks, this is Johnny, Talkum's producer for Man Talk Radio Podcast, inviting you to join us Thursday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. for our bi-monthly men's dinner, held at the Crossing on North Main, 1130 North Main Street, Kernersville, North Carolina, 27284. Our guest speaker is Paul Lessard, president of the High Point Community Foundation. In the past 22 years, the foundation has given $100 million in unrestricted grants and donor-advised fund grants that have impacted locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. Over the past 2 years, Paul and the foundation have established a partnership with the Community Foundation of Greater Greensboro. Together, they have raised $42 million for the Guilford Says Yes Scholarship Initiative. Dinner is free. RSV is not required. Just show up hungry for a great meal and a wonderful question and answer session. Or as the younger folks say, AMA Q&A, down on our dime.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.